Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So I tweeted out yesterday about J.J. Watt and got it was unbelievable. I've never gone viral like that before. So I had like 21,000 likes and I don't know, thousands of retweets.
Have they started going through your other tweets?
See, that's it. I'm worried. That's a possibility. But it turned into a racial thing.
How so? Oh, you mean?
If this was a black player, then it would be outrageous and everyone
would
be.
Wait a minute. Something on Twitter turned into a racial thing?
Deal. Yeah.
That's not true.
What was the slant? What was the take? Because I saw one of those Irish dudes from
it was
pro football.
Is how it turned into. J.J. Watt personally led a revolt against, gathered the players and led a personal revolt. That's not how I heard it.
If it was a black player, then everybody would be.
Wait, did you hear that J.J. is the one who led the revolt? I just heard he got in an argument with Bill O'Brien and guys were just fed up with it.
Well, I saw on CBS Sports that they made it seem like, they said was J.J.'s issue was the last straw. I don't know if they said he gathered everyone together and stormed the wall to get Bill O'Brien out of here.
Well, what happened was, and it was orchestrated more than likely by, there were a bunch of texts sent to Jack Easterby by players to prove to Cal that the players were fed up with it. And that was
to be Jack saying, listen, if you want a chance for this, if you really want us to get rid of if you want a chance to get rid of Bill O'Brien, you need to have everybody text me. I guarantee that's how it happened.
Yeah.
And I'll show here's what Jack needs to worry about. He needs to worry that there are going to be key players in that locker room who want him gone. Because when this is all said and done, it would not shock me if some big name players and starters said, hey, we want this guy out of the building. That's not our guy. We need him out. So Jack may think he's in it long term, but he may find that in an ironic twist that the players go after him. This is like a food chain. We're just seeing like who's the apex predator? I don't know. But I think the players may ultimately be the apex predator that Jack may end up having a shorter run than he thinks.
I saw John's tweet that went out there. It was everywhere. Pat McAfee talked about it. This came from Sian Fahey. J.J. Watt is a locker room problem and coach killer. What a disgrace and terrible role model for the children. Tongue in cheek.
Yeah, clearly. Obviously.
But is that what you're talking about? How if it was a that
no,
was that
were,
what
no,
you said about
no,
a black
no,
player?
No, it was immediately, if this was a black player, then everyone would be up in arms about it. But since JJ's a white guy, it's okay.
JJ had a fight with OB on the thing, and that was
But if a black player fought with a coach, it'd be breaking news. ESPN. That was the
I know.
Yeah,
I know. And this just in: players having problems with coaches have gotten coaches fired, in the past.
And by the way, it was a black coordinator that was also in on it.
Yeah,
but that wasn't.
And there were black players who were texting Jack Easterby.
A bunch of them.
A bunch, yeah.
My word had over 40 guys texted Jack Easterby.
That seems like you've got a majority of the House.
Yeah. Well, on a 53-man
and
roster.
And the Senate, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got enough to pass that.
No. Will Kyamie Fairbairn? No way.
All those in favor?
Whitney Merciless?
Aye. Nay? Nay.
Why wouldn't Whitney?
What are you naying about? John
Whitney or Kyamie?
Resolution is passed.
They already got their money. Yeah, get him out of here. We already got paid. It's not like they're up for contract. They already got their money.
Yeah, but no other coach is going to put up with Whitney Mercilus or Kyemi Fairbairn.
Is that money still coming in? How much is guaranteed?
No. You can get cut and lose that money. It's Whitney Mercilus. Whitney Mercilus was like, wait a minute, guys.
Let's think about this.
No, yes. Stop.
Well, that's why I'm asking how much of it is guaranteed, because Whitney man be like.
Oh, it's plenty of it is still salary. He can get cut after next year. Don't worry. With only $3 million
off
the cap.
Hold on. Was Jack Easterby here for the Whitney Mercilus deal?
Yeah, but.
Wait.
Jack Easterby can't turn on you? Is that what you just said?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Bill O'Brien can turn on you. So those guys we know fly off the handle. Well, apparently Bill flies off the handle. Jack Easterby was part of that deal. He still has his guy. Whitney's a good guy. Remember?
Oh, he is a wonderful community.
Yeah. So Jack's going to love him.
Yeah, but even so. Jack's got to distance himself from every Bill O'Brien move.
Good luck.
Now, are you kidding? Oh, that's right. Jack Easterby won't turn on you.
And by the way, Whitney, more than half of that money is guaranteed. So, 28.5. I get it. You want to keep Bill around, but Whitney's going to be just fine. 28.5 guaranteed.
Right. Jackie says, I don't know because I didn't read it. When I saw all that crap going on, I was like, are you kidding me? I'm out. The slant was that when black players had issues, they were sent packing. When JJ had an issue, the coach got fired. Oh.
Yeah, DeAndre got traded.
Clowney got traded. Beat it. You know, and we've got a problem with you. Okay. Well, JJ's got a problem? Okay, well, then we're going to fire the coach. Okay.
I mean, well, you know what?
It happened. And? It's real.
Guess what?
Yeah, but one of the problems was that the fight was they weren't doing it, and OB wanted everyone to go in, and JJ said, no, we're going to stay out here and do it until we get it right. It was actually he wanted to practice more. So he wanted us. He said, no, we're not going to cuss us out. Let us get it right out here. Let's keep working until we get it right. And probably not something Clowney would have ever been caught saying.
No, we want to work harder?
We want to stay out here and keep working it until we get it right. He'd have been like, I got to go. The crabs table's waiting for me out at Lake Charles.
He only does that when he's injured.
Not Lake
Charles
crabs.
Dude, have you guys seen the story about D-Hop's house?
It's on your website.
My wife's website.
Your wife's website.
Well, what's up?
A house owned by former Houston Texans star DeAndre Hopkins is at the center of an ongoing dispute with neighbors frustrated by late night parties. It's on Southmore, which is down in Midtown, near downtown. One day DeAndre was getting ready to move into the house. We're all pretty excited. Not so much now. Shortly after COVID-19 lockdowns began, late night parties began occurring at the home almost every week. Hopkins has no connection to the parties, it is said. I have a family, right? I have a child. You can't go to sleep at night because these parties are super loud. We have to contact the police constantly and involve them. That's not a good use of public resources.
What dummy is excited when a pro athlete moves next door?
Now I will say this. I didn't live far from Andre Johnson. That was fine.
I'm not suggesting that he doesn't do anything. I'm not suggesting that the guys will be a problem, but I would never be excited because, especially a single pro athlete.
Yeah.
I don't want you near me. If you're a person who likes peace and quiet, I don't care so much about that. But if you move to a place because you just don't want that, he's going to bring parties. They're going to have parties. I wouldn't be excited if that's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, my God. Well, apparently these parties have a $200 entry fee. According to Instagram, a Libra Royale party was supposed to take place on Sunday, October 11th. Tickets for entry topped out at $200.
Is he renting out his place for parties?
I guess. Or who's ever renting his place, over his place.
D-Hop, it wasn't just about catches. The team got tired of him. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Brien got tired of him. D-Hop was a little extra. You're finding that out now, and at some point, Bill O'Brien may leak more about D-Hop.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, at some point, don't be shocked if some point within the next 4 months to kind of clear his name on the D-Hop stuff, he leaks more stuff out there on D-Hop. Because you notice that D-Hop played real nice after he had his stuff at first, and then all of a sudden he was good with Bill O'Brien, and I wish no harm on no man whenever Bill O'Brien was fired the other day. At some point, I think Hop got a little worried that the Texans were going to, and Bill O'Brien specifically, were going to put him on blast for some of his stuff. Well, so I think Hop started playing nice.
Just follow Albert Breer and you'll find out.
Yeah. No, it's a, that's what I'm going to do. You see, Cal McNair was on the radio yesterday and just said, when Hopkins wanted to redo his contract, it just wasn't something we could do. We did trade him. We moved him to a team that had salary cap room, moved him to a team that I know the owners. It's a great ownership. We moved him to a team that has an exciting and fun offense. I think you did a good job placing him in a good place. Who gives a crap?
What?
Why are you?
What?
He said, he's a talented.
He did not say that.
Yeah, I swear on Jesus. He said, he's a talented guy.
He did not.
We would love to have him, but it wasn't going to fit financially with all the constraints that we have.
They did right by
a puppy. We didn't put him in a good place.
No, that's what he is saying. We put him in a good home.
You know, you hear guys all the time, we did right by that guy. We want to do right by him.
We moved him to a team that has an exciting and fun offense.
What?
We did a good job placing him in a good place.
You know,
he's a puppy?
Yes, he's a rescue. He's a receiver rescue. Dale, we've got receiver rescue now. Kenny Stills, Randall Cobb. Brandon Cooks. This is... an injured dog that's always having to be treated, and Will Fuller. This is a freaking rescue here.
Does he have a cone around his neck?
It's a receiver rescue. David Johnson's a rescue. David Johnson is a rescue. Barkevious Mingo was a rescue.
Oh, don't.
Jacob Martin, we haven't been able to foster him out to anyone yet.
Dwayne Brown, they found a great place for him, too. They placed him in a forever home, too. Oh. Dwayne Brown, they placed him in a forever home.
Yeah, a forever home.
Whereas Isaiah Coulter, he's just a puppy. He's just learning to walk now, right?
Yeah.
He's still being trained.
You drafted him.
He's still wetting the carpet?
We need to get him a pee pad.
We need to hit him in the nose with a newspaper.
Zach Fulton was a rescue from Kansas City. Senio Kelemete was a rescue from New Orleans.
Who can we find a forever home for next?
Oh, my gosh. We didn't.
Oh my God! The whole secondary are rescues.
He didn't.
Darian Conley's a rescue.
Vernon
Hargraves is a rescue.
You are making that up. That he
said.
AJ
Moore is a rescue.
The Texans want to be looked at as good guys.
Who's the other one who's supposed to be the special teams guy?
Michael Thomas.
Mike Thomas is a rescue. The whole secondary are rescues. It's not a first round. Well, we got this Vernon Hargraves puppy, and we paid a lot of money, but he's just. He keeps peeing all over the place.
He's got good breeding.
We'll rescue
but he
him.
Actually,
yeah. Great bloodlines, but he's a rescue.
He's a bad dog.
Why are they getting rid of this
dog?
Oh, man.
What the?
Texans have a roster full of rescues. That's what it is.
Cal did not
say
that.
Yes, he did. He said it. Of course he did. They want to be looked at as good. Hey, we found DeAndre. Great place to play.
He said it. He meant it. And he will represent it.
I will not.
It gets better. Hopkins tweeted this. And they have his exact tweet. Now, he deleted this tweet later, but it was in response to what Cal said. He said, since I'AM, meaning I'm, my own agent, I guess I can speak on my client's departure. This is D-Hop. He said, Kyle, you never responded to my client. Kyle would be Cal McNair. He apparently thinks he's Kyle McNair. He spelled it Kyle. He said, Kyle, you never responded to my client when he thanked you after his departure. My client never asked for a new deal. He asked for a Band-Aid deal, which means a little raise. My client is very happy in AZ, BTW. So Kyle McNair
Kyle,
got called out.
It was Derek Cole for a while. Now it's Kyle.
It was Bill Bryan, so why not be
Bill
Kyle?
Bill Bryan, Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle McNair.
Kyle.
He found that puppy a forever home, and the puppy doesn't even know his name.
I know. The puppy came back and lifted his leg on him. Placed him in a good home.
He did, actually.
The puppy lifted his leg.
Months later, you know, when you have those, you see those reunions when the foster people put them in a home, and the puppy's also thrilled to see the foster parent. Not this one. I remember you. I'm going to pee on you.
I think what he did, though, more so, is he came. Nobody's following around with a poop bag. He went and he sat on Kyle's porch and he took a giant dump on Kyle's porch. 814 ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, by the way, somebody brings up a good point. If all the racial stuff, like how many coaches has James asked to leave? I think just one, basically.
Yeah.
D'Antoni isn't James.
That's not a James deal.
He gets players out of there.
Yeah. D'Antoni did get McHale out of there. Wait a minute. D'Antoni said, I'm getting away from him.
Yeah. And McHale, he did get rid of him.
Yeah, he got rid of him. 815 ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I can't be more disgusted.
Are you actually reading? You
yeah,
really
I've
didn't
got
believe
the
me?
Article. No, you weren't kidding. You weren't kidding about it. That's, I can't.
Did you read what Kyle said?
Kyle? He called him Kyle. You never responded to my client when he thanked you after his departure. My client never asked for a new deal. He asked for a Band-Aid deal, which means a little raise. My client is very happy in Arizona, by the way. Yeah, this whole, it was, that's a, just another of the lies. And maybe Cal fell for the lie about it, Bill O'Brien telling him that we can't afford DeAndre Hopkins to stay. Maybe he fell for it because...
Well, they do have the highest payroll in football.
No. But you know what? No, that's well, because they made mistakes afterwards. But they did do Whitney Merciless, and they did. Yeah. I mean, you probably couldn't have done it without a Michael Thomas. So you have to get rid of D-Hop. But he fell line and sinker. Bill O'Brien just wanted D-Hop out of here. He didn't like D-Hop. He didn't like the way he practiced. He didn't like his lifestyle.
I think
the baby mamas.
There are two
all that
things.
Stuff.
There are two things. There, I think it's both. I mean. One is a convenient cover for the other. I think he wanted him out of here, but it is going to be hard to pay him at top because he would have gotten. But
don't forget, it doesn't start for 3 years. It doesn't start for 3 years.
Yeah.
His extension doesn't start until
yeah,
3 years.
I guess
years.
That's true.
Yes, it's
well,
true.
He wants, well, he'll want money up front. I mean,
but,
he wants,
yeah,
he'll get signing
fine.
Bonus money.
That's fine.
But yeah. They could have done it.
They could absolutely could have done it.
Yeah, they could have done it. And the idea was Bill O'Brien did get rid of Clowney, who needed to go. I mean, you see, Clowney wasn't even on a team until almost right before the start of the season. No one was beating down Clowney's door, giving him a deal. So I didn't have a problem with
Cal
it. He got terrible value there. Yeah,
we would have loved to have Hopkins on our team, but when you have a franchise left tackle, which we redid his contract, which by the way, he's playing at a top five level right now. The franchise left tackle is a huge piece of the puzzle. We have a franchise quarterback, which is what we've been looking for years and what every team is looking for and trying to get. And we have them. And we have a very firm belief that Deshaun is our guy. Blah, 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 blah. You could have still had DeAndre Hopkins. You gave – what did you give Cooks and Cobb? What are you talking about? You absolutely could have had – just not getting Cooks, you could have kept DeAndre Hopkins. Bill O'Brien sold him this bill of goods about DeAndre Hopkins. Bill O'Brien just didn't want DeAndre Hopkins here. He just didn't. That's it. We can stop talking about this money thing. And Cal, you can stop because it looks. You placed that puppy in a good place, though.
Let me tell you something.
Who's Cal?
Kyle, you did a hell of a job, Kyle, placing him in a good place, finding him a nice home.
You know. You got to have
home here,
you,
though.
When you,
say, you know what? His home here ain't all that good for everybody around
when
him.
When you're looking for to put your puppy in a home, a great home, you want to have grass, sunshine, a place to run around, and really where he's going to be happy. Kyle did all that. Mm-hmm.
It is desert, though.
But he's got that nice grass field to run around on.
He does have that.
And it's. And
place them in a good place.
Yeah.
We placed him in a good place.
Yeah. We run Foster's.
Oh my gosh! This is who's running the team.
We're doing rescues and Foster's. That's what it is. The whole secondary, the receiving core. Brandon Cooks is in his fourth home.
I'll bet 6'10" is so proud. We got Kyle last night. Look at us. We got Kyle. Oh yeah! Congratulations. You got a guy talking about placing one of his wide receivers
in a good home.
Oh gosh!
And how about this? You know, I was thinking about this, though. The ultimate rescue guy, you know, you have rescue boxers, and they come and live with you, and then they go somewhere else. It's actually Daryl Morey. Daryl has so many rescues come in and out every year. He's like 5 or 6 new ones every year. Mm. Here's your new home. Here's your new home.
Temper.
Here's your new
home. He's a foster dog owner.
He fostered Chris Paul for 2 years and then.
Yeah. He had a mangy Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. Fostered him, got rid of him.
He was a really good dog for a while.
Yeah.
But then he started biting everybody.
He had the milky eyes. Yeah. You can't see.
No.
Couldn't see, couldn't shoot.
Well, the thing is, he wanted to give James, you know, a buddy, but it turns out after a year, they couldn't coexist. So
they were fighting all the time.
They had to go. They got in too many scraps.
Two alphas.
Yeah.
Two alphas. You can't do that.
Now there's another alpha in the building. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, but he dresses better.
Which one?
The new alpha.
The new than James?
No. Well, nobody dresses better than Russ.
I feel like that's disingenuous
James
from your part.
Well, James is like, oh, really? Do you wear plastic yellow things in a magazine?
Yeah.
Like
did Russ do a photo shoot right before the playoffs started?
Where every
a couple
outfit
years ago?
Matches a wall?
It's called fashion, John.
Is it? Are you, though? Are you, though?
No, that's if you're an ally. That was why she said, are you, though?
Graham is here, wants to talk about D-Hop. Hey, Graham.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
You guys hear me?
What's going on?
Hey, so I heard you guys talking about DeAndre Hopkins' house on Southmore or whatever in Midtown, and I used to live in this apartment complex off of Alameda and McGregor over there. So I lived there for about 2 years, and the apartment directly across the hall from me, I never saw anybody go in or out of it until one night at like 4 in the morning, get a knock on my door, and I look out, and there's clearly a homeless guy out there having an asthma attack, right? So I look out the peephole, and I'm kind of scared. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. Like, hey, man, I don't want anything. He's like, no, man, I live here. I live in this apartment. I'm like, what? And the guy gets up, and he takes out a key, and he opens the door. And so I'm like, okay. So I open the door, and he's like, hey, man, can you call the ambulance for me? I have an asthma attack. I'm like, sure. Call the ambulance for him. We ride down the elevator together. The guy's telling me that allegedly he met DeAndre Hopkins one time at an HEB, and DeAndre Hopkins felt bad for him, so he hooked him up in that place. There was a spare room that he had for, like, his baby mamas to come by and stuff. So, anyway, I just thought it was a funny story, and I thought I'd give you guys a call.
So he put the homeless guy up, but he also had another room for the baby mamas?
No, it was that was the room. That's where he put the guy up.
Oh, that was his baby mama.
The guy showed me a brand new phone. Yeah, man. I was like, I never seen anybody go in or out of there. And then this guy shows up in the middle of the night and said that DeAndre Hopkins, that was a spare place. And the guy said he cut him a key and let him stay there sometime.
Nice.
So
nice. Yeah. I like that, D. Anyway. That was nice of D-Hop.
Yeah.
Helping out a homeless guy.
And then you did because
hey,
he's having an asthma attack.
Isn't an HEB a little expensive for a homeless guy to be? Was it?
Where do
was
you want him to go? Whole Foods?
Was it a Central Market?
They'll make you. You go homeless if you keep going there.
If you go to Central Market all the time.
I'd like to get some $9 oat milk.
I went there
put
once.
Put the oat milk in, Johnny.
I went there once. We had to move afterwards.
Central
we
Market?
We couldn't afford our place anymore.
Yeah,
they make
there's
a nice
some nice stuff
though.
In there. I just can't afford it.
They make a nice sandwich, though.
They do make a nice sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All
no.
those options.
No. Their sandwiches.
The Central Market sandwiches are the best.
Oh yeah.
And two people can eat one sandwich.
Yes.
They are monsters.
Yes.
They don't play around.
Yes. No, they do not play around.
Central Market sandwich, man. Now you got me thinking about today.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pastrami day, but at the same time.
Ooh, it's pastrami day.
Yeah, it's pastrami day.
That's a big sandwich, too, now. I should eat one, though, because I've got a full day of Coors Lights.
You gotta load up.
Why do you have that?
Because you got to get a good base.
He's got to watch the Astros and then go
get
to the
a good
game.
Base? What do you mean?
You got to fill
base
your
can?
Stomach so that when the beer.
To absorb, right?
It doesn't just.
No, but why do you have to have Coors Lights all day?
Because he's got
Astros and then Cougs.
I thought you meant, yeah, but don't you want to be sober for those?
No. Why would I want to do that? That's the dumbest thing you've
ever
said.
Because you can enjoy sports without being.
No, what?
Plaster.
Oh, my God. Let's go back to Cal placing puppies. Because
look,
that's smarter than this
Kyle.
Conversation.
Yeah, I don't know who Cal is.
Kyle.
I don't know Cal.
You know,
anymore.
When I saw that tweet initially, I was like, is there a Kyle in the Texans organization
I
don't
know
about?
What? I couldn't figure it out.
Man, your star,
I realized,
your star
oh
receiver
gosh,
doesn't even know
Cal.
Your name. He didn't know his name the entire time he was here. He called him Kyle the entire. He probably only dealt with Bob McNair for most of the time, and then obviously the last couple of years. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, Kyle.
Did you think he was? You think he called him Kyle to his face?
He called him Kyle. Maybe that's why Kyle didn't answer him. He's like, "Who's Kyle?"
Oh, wrong text.
Yeah.
Maybe, new phone.
Maybe
who dis?
DeAndre's mad because he didn't answer him.
I know.
And Kyle was like, "Hey, that's not me."
Hey, Kyle is like,
"Hey,
I thought you were talking to someone else."
I'm not going to help with Beto's campaign. And he sent it back. Beto's people are just. I told him yesterday they're hitting me up. They texted me something yesterday.
Beto's
where is this
campaign? What is Beto campaigning about?
It was. I don't know. It was, let me see if I can find it. It was something about, will you help? Hey, because they got my name wrong. I don't know. They think my name is Dorcas or something like that. Like, can we count on you to this? You know, we got some kind of rally going and Willie Nelson's going to be here or something. I said, oh, I've got karate that day.
They're trying to turn Texas blue? Is that what they're trying to do?
Well, they sent me something. I just said, I have karate that day. Don't ask me to help anything. Nobody should ask me to help do stuff.
Mm.
What? Oh, I got too much stuff going on.
Like what?
A podcast?
What?
You did that last
and I'm
night.
I'm watching shows.
What?
What shows are you watching?
What shows?
I'm watching the S Word Creek. I'm watching the S Word Creek.
You can't say Schitt's Creek anymore?
You can say
Schitt's
Creek. S-C-H-I-T-T.
Yeah, I'm watching Schitt's Creek.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching The Boys. That comes out tomorrow. I'm watching Ted Lasso. That comes out tomorrow. I've now got the new show that I haven't watched yet. No, I'm not going to help any political campaigns.
What are you going to do?
How am I going to do that?
What do you mean?
I got to watch, and I got the soulmate show where you can look in the eyes and see who your soulmate is. Thing that new show, it's made for people from Black Mirror. I got to watch that.
People.
Now I got too many shows to watch. I got a podcast with Dane Brugler, a podcast with Eric, I got a show with you. I got to start writing up players. I don't have time to help anyone's political campaign or to help homeless people anywhere, except one guy. I am helping him. My daughter's blanket and pillow and
your daughter's helping him.
My daughter got a blanket, yeah, a pillow, and a sleeping bag for two homeless people with her birthday money.
Oh, that
so
bad investment.
That goes today.
That I'm bad investment that she made?
To Deacon Force today.
That was
and the food bag she made up that. Stayed there for a long time. My wife said, "You're supposed to take this to homeless people." I'm like, "I got podcasts to do."
We got a question. Does that caller not realize that the homeless person was Ed Reed?
Oh. Yeah, I know. What if it is? I can't breathe. Ed Reed can't breathe.
Ed Reed's got a job.
I saw a homeless man outside. Man, I can't even get down.
Ed Reed's doing better. He's the chief of staff at Miami now. He's doing better.
I saw him. I saw him out there walking in with the team.
The tweet.
Coach Ed Reed.
He's doing better now. He's got a job now.
I saw a homeless man with a placard in the back that had some kind of defensive calls on it. His hair was all scraggly. He had a paper.
Beard.
He had a plastic
beard.
Trash bag full of money.
Time for me to talk about. Speaking, you don't need a trash bag full
Ed
of money.
Ed Reed strikes me as somebody who would believe the conspiracy theories. I'm just telling you.
You don't need a trash bag full of money if you go to ChastainFord.com. I'm looking at right now the new Ford inventory, the EcoSport. I mean, these things start low, low, low. They were just a month ago. They were like $199 a month. That's where it was starting. The Escape, the Edge, the Explorer, the Expedition. They got $20,000 off on the Expeditions right now. You want a Transit van, a Transit Connect, F-150. They've got an unbelievable deal right now on the XLTs. They got the STX right now for $29,999, $49 per month with nothing down. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculously low. And a pre-owned cargo van. I'm getting me a cargo van this weekend. I'm gonna use one from Chastain Ford to help me move. Here's the deal. If you're looking for the best deals right now, get to ChastainFord.com. You can shop Chastain at Home is what they call it. And you can do everything online. Everything, and they'll even deliver the car to you. You don't have to go to the dealership. You don't even have to ever see anyone. So if you're worried about COVID-19, don't worry. Chastain Ford has you covered. Or you could go to the dealership where it's very sanitized and very safe at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown. If you need that Ford car or truck, it's Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Up.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Pat McAfee read my bio.
Right. He read your bio out on the air. He goes,
we play it, but he drops too many F-bombs.
Yeah, he does. And he goes, he doesn't have a blue check mark. I don't, and after he's done reading, he goes, I don't know. He could be lying, but I'm like, I told, we were in a group text with somebody, with Craig, actually. And I said, like, oh, look, you're blowing up. Johnny had the video. I'm like, what? Whatever. He didn't have a check mark. I couldn't even believe it until Aaron Wilson said something.
Yeah. Well, no, during his podcast, he said, he was like, I don't know if I can believe it. And another guy chimed in and said, well, Aaron Wilson from The Chronicle is also reporting it. He said, oh, okay. All right, then. So I was believable because he has it. My wife and my wife said, why don't you have a check mark? I said, because I don't care. Because I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
Doesn't really take a whole lot to get it. You just have to go after it. But
then it would take some kind of effort.
It used to be really, really
hard.
Would
it cut into my golf time at all?
Well, it depends on when you try to get it done. You could do it during the show.
I can't?
You could try.
I don't care.
You have to have an email address from your company email. You also have to provide them a driver's license.
What?
To guarantee that you are John Granato, yeah.
I'm not doing all that.
See?
It would see? Then I would have to
do something.
Okay,
then no one can believe you anymore.
John doesn't want to put in.
But you know what? I don't care. I don't care if anyone believes me ever.
I know.
If it was wrong information yesterday, I'd have gone, oh, well.
Yeah, who cares?
Missed on that one.
Sorry, guys.
It goes crazy on Twitter.
Oh, well. Okay.
Speaking of Twitter and not having to do too much of effort, we're actually giving away something. Not us. You have to follow ESPN 975 on Twitter. But we're giving away two tickets to A&M Florida plus parking passes.
Now, what now?
Well. Yeah. So you got to be aware. Check it out on Twitter. It's not going to be on the show, but ESPN 975's Twitter account at ESPN 975 is giving away two tickets. It'll be chosen tomorrow at 7 p.m. And all you have
tomorrow
to do
tomorrow at 7 p.m.? That means you got
no, today. Sorry, they sent they sent it to me tomorrow. I mean, sent it to us yesterday.
Yeah, right.
7 p.m. today, we'll give away the two tickets. All you have to do is retweet the post, and they'll pick someone, I guess, randomly. So when you, if you've seen it already or when you see it, retweet it, and they'll, you might have a chance to go watch A&M in, at A&M play Florida on Saturday at College Station. 7 p.m. today, we're making our choice for the winner.
713-780-377. That's nice. That's a nice prize.
That is a nice prize.
Good going to the game. Yeah. Parking pass. All that.
Yeah, you're all set up.
Good that. If you're an Ag, I mean, come on. I should have, if I'd had a t-shirt, I should have brought a shirt. I could have maybe thrown in a shirt for him.
Yeah, you have multiple Aggie stuff. Oh, you gave it all to Todd, didn't you?
But I got to give it, I gave Todd stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want no Aggie gear, do you?
No.
You're going to walk around, I'm gonna put, I'll get you an Aggie shirt.
But I'm not going to wear it.
Well, but you could hang it up, maybe frame it.
Frame a shirt?
Yeah.
Why would I frame a shirt?
I don't know. You can
not even signed by anyone, just
well,
a shirt?
Well, maybe you could get Kellen Mond to sign it. I don't know.
Why would I get Kellen Mond to sign it?
I don't care.
Is Case McCoy not available to sign a Texas shirt you have for me, too?
Right. So let's get, is it, what is it?
Henfield.
Henfield? Henfield. What's going on, Henfield?
Hey, guys. I wanted to know, you said it earlier, and could they re-sign Hopkins? Because you was right about the trash they got over there, and Fuller always stays in the hospital, so. and you was right about Cook and the rest of them. It's just the deals they made, he left his imprint on the Texans. The deals he made, Larry Thompson and the rest of them. And, but I wish they can re-sign him or bring him back.
Can they re-sign Hopkins now?
Well, you know, try to bring him back because the best players they got.
No, his deal is they've already
now just trash.
Yeah, they've already traded and they got an even better receiver named Brandon Cooks.
Ooh.
With the draft pick that they got for. So they've got Brandon Cooks.
You're
now.
Making jokes now.
Yeah.
He's trying to be serious.
No,
and
they're
you're
not,
making
but, no,
jokes.
Arizona's not trading. They're not doing give backs. Arizona said no. One, no. Two, three, no backs. Too bad, so sad. Beat it, losers. That's what Arizona said.
You get
saying.
David Johnson in a second round pick. Sorry.
Yeah, you got a lot from us. Congratulations. You're just lucky we didn't make you take on all of his salary. Like Seattle did when they punked you. You're just lucky we didn't demand $7 million from you like Seattle did. when they punked you on Laramie Tunsil.
Can you believe Bill O'Brien's last call, play calls as a Texan? Excuse me, the last calls he relayed to Deshaun after Tim Kelly made the play calls were three plays that featured David Johnson and then a potential Will Fuller almost catch. Those are his last four play calls. He tried to get David Johnson involved three times to tie the game.
And Will Fuller dropped the ball that might have saved him for another week.
Yeah, that is how his tenure ended here.
He tried to prove his David Johnson thing. Even though Duke Johnson's faster, he tried to run an option with slowpoke David Johnson. Doo-doo-doo-doo. This is me going to the trying to hit the edge. I'm David Johnson ready. That's me getting tackled out of bounds because I couldn't turn the corner and I gained a yard. You guys are terrible. I mean, I swear to God, you let Bill O'Brien go this long and ruined our team. You ruined, the phrase dismantled has been used by too many people. You ought to hear, I will say this, Stephen A. Smith had a pretty good, run on Bill O'Brien. Some other people brought this up. What do you think about this? Why did you even, I mean, you fire him now. After four games, if you're able to fire him now, that means you should have been closer to firing him last year after the debacle in Kansas City. How do you go from giving him more power and doing all these deals in the offseason and having a draft to he's fired four games later? That tells you that that guy was closer to being fired than you would have cared to admit last year, and maybe he shouldn't have been given the rights to a draft into all those personnel moves if you're able to fire him now. I don't know that I agree with that. I think that maybe you didn't know he was going to be that terrible with personnel moves. Like,
no.
You couldn't have predicted
bad. No, he dug his own grave.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if he didn't make the D-Hop move, he'd still be here.
Yeah, you can't combine.
The other moves are sneaky bad.
They're terrible.
D-Hop's the one that.
D-Hop is no.
D-Hop's the one that pissed off the building.
No. You made a laughingstock of the organization.
Yeah, and you're not liked in the building, and then you start 0-4.
I think it all. Yeah.
Would they have a win if they had D-Hop?
He might have.
Pittsburgh.
I think Pittsburgh and Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And he might have caught the Will Fuller
play. You might
be
2-2 right now.
Who knows? 2-2. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you took away one of the best players in football. You probably would have at least one win because, you know, he might have made a play in the second half against the Steelers when no one made a play.
Uh-huh.
And then who knows what would have happened this past Sunday.
Well, Watson would be playing better if D-Hop were
here. Yeah. I mean, and if Watson played any better, I want to tell you, I've heard the coaching staff is none too pleased with number four either. Number four needs to play better. Number four has got his whoobies. And it's not only the whoopee of Deshaun. Apparently, he misses Sean Ryan, too.
Mm.
Apparently, he's
old quarterback coach?
He's his old quarterback coach that Bill O'Brien ran out. But
imagine that.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, everybody's right now, their jobs are in jeopardy. Everybody in that building right now is going, well, we don't. Now there's a new coach going to come in, so we probably all are going to have to find jobs. And oh, by the way, if we're really, really crappy like we really, really are right now, then we're definitely all getting fired. And who knows whether or not you're going to find another job. So you know what? Number four, better start playing better. Uh-huh. Number four needs to be accountable as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no more Bill O'Brien. I mean,
just because you lost your whoobie, go play better. Because you know what? There's quarterbacks that don't even have these good of receivers that are playing better. Namely, number 12 in Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
He's without Devontae Adams and without Lazard right now. Mm-hmm. And what's he doing?
Still winning.
He's using
Robert Tonyan.
He's unbelievable.
A former wide receiver turned tight end, and he throws two touchdowns at him.
Yeah.
Robert Tonyan.
What receivers does Josh Allen have?
Stephon Diggs pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Smoke Brown is pretty good. They've upgraded. They did a good job of actually upgrading to good receivers.
Yeah, that's true. They did bring
got one from Arizona, got one from Minnesota. And
well, he got last year. Josh Allen got to the playoffs with what?
Just Smoke Brown.
Yeah,
and I can't remember who else.
No.
And they had you beat.
They did.
And
for
they had
three
you,
quarters.
They had you beat if
for
Deshaun doesn't make a play.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Deshaun didn't play well in that game.
Yeah,
he made a play when he needed to make a play.
Yeah.
And that's fine every once in a while, but you got to have him playing better. I mean, you really do. Deshaun's got to play better. Now the play caller, Deshaun's personal throwing coach, Quincy Avery, texted that he thought that the offense coordinator would do a great job of calling plays. Now that's been switched back, Tim Kelly's back in. Wasn't great the first three games, but who knows? Maybe he'll be better from here on out. Well, they do have a game this week, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he'll be better because he doesn't have Bill O'Brien, you know, hanging over him and saying, No, don't do it that way.
I will say, I think the players are, there's going to be a renewed. Hey, get JJ's audio where JJ talks about everything that we've talked about on the radio for 3 years or the last 2 years about the juice being gone. Like, what's happened to this? What's happened to this organization? There's no excitement around here. And people try to argue with, yes, there are. There's so excited. JJ said yesterday in the press conference, which, by the way, that's the weekly press conference. JJ didn't have a special press conference. That was his day for media availability.
Wednesday.
Deshaun was right after. Yeah.
Once a week.
So he goes, JJ talked about it. We'll play the soundbite when we come back because it's really interesting to hear that JJ had his finger on the pulse of what the whole city was feeling.
Mm-hmm. So 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here and talk about that, you're more than welcome. Right now, though, I want to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. And that's my man, John Clay Wolf over there at GiveMeTheVin.com, that's doing it better than everybody in the world. No one is doing what this guy is doing. He's on in just about every market now, buying cars on the radio. But that, you know what? You can just go to the website and you can find it as well. Just go to GiveMeTheVin.com and you can sell him your car. I sold him my car, and actually the title should be coming in within this week, and so it actually is going to actually close. It's so unbelievable that this will actually happen. But yes, it's been a month long, but this is all on me. John Clay Wolf was ready. He wrote the check that day. Hey, how much? Okay, here. Give me the car, and here's your money. But it was on me because I didn't have the title. So now I got the title, and guess what, people? I'm getting that money, and you can get that money too. More than anywhere else, you will get that money at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
One of the things I'm excited about right now is hopefully getting on the same page with our fan base again. I feel like that's something, there's certainly been a bit of a tension there in the last months and years, and I can't wait to have us all pulling in the same direction again. I feel like there's been a bit of a disconnect there, and it's not fun as a player to be a part of that when you feel like your fans can't fully back you the way that they want to. And I really am so excited because I've been here at some of the best times we've ever had. And there's nothing better than when this city is all on the same page and pulling for the Houston Texans. And I can't wait to have that feeling again because it truly is a blast. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
Dead on. He's dead on. And if you don't think we've felt it. We've been talking about it for how long? I mean, even when they won 9 straight games, we were like, eh, meh. I mean, and everybody around here was meh. So what? Who cares? You know what? We know what they are. It's fool's gold. And you know what? It'll be fun. I think it'll be fun again.
But for JJ to say that about the disconnect, that he could feel it, it's been there.
Well, I mean, it's
he
not
said the last several years, he goes months, and then he said years.
Yeah.
Like, it's true. But it's true. We felt it. It was something that's hard to put your finger on.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was hard to tie down, like, well, they are winning, but, well, I kept thinking, is this just me? And then I started to realize, no, it's actually everybody. And yes, it's all Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. No.
And Bill O'Brien leaks into the team.
Well, I don't know about Cal. I can't speak for Cal and what Cal is thinking. But you know what? If he didn't hear, that whole building is hearing everything about Bill O'Brien. they know. I mean, there was a pall over the organization about Bill O'Brien and now Jack Easterby and the way that they did things, how Bill O'Brien was lying all the time, how it just the fan base was just not on board with this team. This place was, when this team got here, this place was crazy about this football team. You couldn't wait for Sunday games. I know that they were mediocre at best, and they were actually bad. We watched a lot of bad football, but we didn't care. They were our team. But that has been lost for a good 3 years now, or 4 years now.
Even through playoffs, division titles, 11-game win streaks.
What did you think about when they beat the Connor Cook team? Honestly.
Well, I mean, they were supposed to, and they did.
Yeah.
Which was fine, but it's the same organization that gets punked out in big games. I mean, nothing's changed, no matter who the coach is.
Well, I mean,
big games, they get punked out.
What about when they got punked out by the Chiefs? What about when they got punked out by the Colts? I mean, even when they beat Connor Cook, you knew they weren't going to win the next week.
Same old Texans. There's a reason that SOT exists. Same old Texans.
Except it was even worse, because the same old Texans with an a-hole running the
show.
Yeah,
but we were excited about different seasons. We were excited about games.
When was the last time you were excited about a Texan season?
2017. 18 was the last time, because Deshaun Watson was back.
Oh, yeah, and they...
18 is when I was excited because Deshaun was back.
And then he didn't have the Colts year.
He didn't have the same...
was the year they got their ass handed to him by the Colts.
Who was it last year? Oh, yeah, it was Colts year, yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Last year was the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so it's...
Well, Deshaun wasn't as explosive in 18. But I was excited about watching him.
It almost wouldn't be bad if they, you know, the Bills game was, oh, gosh.
People were predicting the Texans could win the Super Bowl. They were the surprise pick in 18. Because you had Deshaun coming off that year, and J.J. Watt was back, and Clowney, and D-Hop, and, you know, all these core players were there.
You mean good, really good football players were there?
Yeah, yeah. The worry was you didn't really have a left tackle, like you didn't really have an offensive line, but Deshaun just made magic in 17, so you just thought everything would be fine. And there were people who thought the sneaky Super Bowl pick should be the Houston Texans in 18. You know, the assumption was, hey, maybe Deshaun can keep, you know, getting touchdowns at a Patrick Mahomes rate.
Well, it's not like the Texans would ever disappoint you. You know what, after they came off the 13th season, and, you know, a lot of people thought, you know, ooh, this is the year. And then they won two games, remember? Was it 14-2 win season or 13-2 win season?
I thought that they came off the 12th season.
They went to a 12 win season and won two the next year. A lot of people had the Texans in the Super Bowl.
13 season.
12 people thought was 13 was the two-win season.
13. So after they came off the 12-win season, a lot of people had the Texans in the Super Bowl, and then they won two games.
Yep.
Which is the worst I've ever seen for a Super Bowl contender.
The first two.
Ever.
And they had to come from behind against Chargers and Titans.
But that was the pick six year.
Both Chargers and Titans, and then the pick six happened. And people were burning Matt Schaub's jersey, and they screwed up.
No one burned. No, they just went into his house. Remember?
No. They burned Matt Schaub's jersey in the parking lot after the Seattle game.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
No one would do that.
Oh, just Google Matt Schaub jersey.
Who had a Matt Schaub jersey? All they did was take a David Carr jersey and put a Schaub name tag over it.
As embarrassing as it seems now, there were some Schaub jerseys. He was the quarterback. He was doing.
Don't you remember the tape they put over the car? And they just put Schaub on
it? I remember
there.
Seeing that one.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Why would you buy a Schaub?
Burn.
No one bought a Schaub jersey. That's
Texans fans burn Schaub jersey.
Fake news.
Uncensored. Here
fake
it is.
News. And I suppose there was a fly on our
Here
vice
it is,
president.
September 30th. Look how early they were burning his jersey. September 30th, 2013.
No, but September 30th?
Yes.
That's the first month of the season.
I know. It was after. I'm telling you, it was after the Seattle game. I remember.
Oh, that was his fourth straight pick six, though, right?
Some Texans fans have seen enough from quarterback Matt Schaub, who tossed a late game-time interception against the Seahawks Sunday.
Wasn't that four straight pick sixes?
Look, they used my Twitter.
Oh.
And they're burning Schaub's jersey. Right. I'm telling you, that's how early the jersey burned.
Oh, yeah. And there was a fly on our vice president's head. Okay. Let's get Spencer in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys, it's funny that JJ said that about the fan base. You're right. Y'all have been talking about it for a couple of years, and it's not quite the same, but it kind of reminds me of, you know, the Biggio Bagwell era Astros, because, I mean, I know y'all were on the air back then. You know, winning four divisions in 5 years, it got to the point by the time they lost in 2001, everybody was so tired of it and mad and just disgusted. And I don't remember when Lance had his complete meltdown. I don't remember if it was after 99 or 01, but it was hard to even pull for him anymore, because it just felt like fool's gold, because you just kind of expected them to get their ass handed to them in the playoffs. And, you know, and with the Texans, even when they were good, it felt like the same thing. And, you know, I'm not sure what Bill O'Brien's problem is. John brought up, like, I don't know, 6 months ago, and I was kind of like, yeah, he's kind of got a point. Like, why the hell is this guy even a head coach? Like, what is his resume? Like, how did he get to this position? And I was like, geez Louise. I was like, John's kind of got a point. He was Tom Brady's offensive coordinator for a season and then became Paterno's successor. Now he's in charge of an entire NFL franchise. It never really made sense. It was just kind of odd. So it's time to move on, hopefully bring in somebody to win some football games. But I genuinely haven't cared about the Texans for 3, 4, 5 years, mainly because the Astros have been so good. So who knows? If they start winning, I guess I'll care again.
Right. Spencer, there's an article that came out just the other day about Bill O'Brien, how Bill O'Brien just kept falling upwards. He just kept falling up the ladder for some reason, for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, I'm starting now. I know you had college stuff, but I'm starting in New England.
No, but the college stuff is... is
okay, because New England, he went from New England to...
Penn State. Right.
And that's understandable. You know, they had Christian Hackenberg there. Maybe he recruited Hackenberg, I think, but he'd been with Tom Brady. And I actually liked him as a hire for the Texans. I was excited about Bill O'Brien. I thought that was a good hire.
Absolutely.
And I don't think he's a bad football mind. I really don't. I think he understands a lot. I think it's his personality. I don't think he has the personality to...
be a nice person?
Well, just to keep people on his side and pulling in one direction. He's obviously gotten more paranoid. He's obviously just too impulsively
paranoid. It's more than paranoid.
Well, it's impulsive.
It's the lying.
Yeah, he's impulsive about stuff.
But
you know what he said? He told us that Laramie Tunsil asked for $28 million, and that they talked him down to 22. That was a lie.
Yeah.
Tunsil's people will tell you, no, it was always $22 million, and we thought we'd have to come down. We were hoping to get 20.
28.
I mean, Bill, you expect us to think that Laramie Tunsil came $10 million over the highest guy per year? Come on. That's the dumbest. And the people in the media, like other people were eating that up like that was the truth. I was sitting there thinking, this is the worst. Why is he telling so many lies? Just be honest about this.
Well, I mean, he went from Georgia Tech where he was average at best, right? That was 2001, right. 2002. They weren't very good. Then he went from offensive coordinator to running back coach at Maryland, and then Duke offensive coordinator, and they weren't good. But he somehow got the New England Patriots job as quarterback coach, as an offensive assistant. And then he was an offensive assistant. Then he was wide receiver. Then he was a quarterback coach. Then he became the offensive coordinator in 2011, and then the Penn State job, in which... you know, in very short time there, and did a nice job with Christian Hackenberg, but it's not often that you go for 2 years to Penn State and are pretty good and get a head coaching job in the NFL.
Now do it for Jack Easterby.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. No. Right. No.
I mean, it's easy to ask, how did this guy turn into, he runs an organization? How in the world did that happen? It's staggering.
No, it is. It's really staggering. But then giving him the general manager job off of what he did here with the Texans is just unbelievable.
Which one? Who? The interim GM, Jack Easterby, who was named the interim GM yesterday, or are you talking about the Bill O'Brien GM?
Both.
GMs. Okay. Yeah.
What are the odds? What are the odds Thursday?
That's today's What Are the Odds Thursday.
that at the end of this season, the Texans, after a thorough evaluation of their organization and their practices, decide, you know what, we have the best man in house to be our general manager. We're going to remove the interim tag from Jack Easterby. What are the odds that happens after giving him the entire season as the interim? What are the odds?
Well, he did say Jack's moving back into.
I know what they said.
I know he said, yeah. But yesterday. We couldn't find anybody better than Jack.
Yeah, Jack's done a wonderful job.
We already
job.
Had Jack here.
What are the odds that happens?
Ooh, I don't think it's off the board. I don't think it's off the board. But I think it's a small percentage. Jack's going to find somebody that says Jack Easterby is a great guy, and we have to have Jack Easterby around.
Who will that be?
I don't know. Maybe a ball boy with some team. I don't know.
Ball boy.
Well,
I think Jack has got a little bit of an image issue with people around the league.
Well, somebody that's a first-year general manager, if Jack says, hey, you know what? We've got to see. Are you aligned with us here? Are you aligned? Are we aligned? Aligned? Yes. Okay, then we can hire you. What do you think about me being the player development guy?
Not much.
Jack, I think that's great.
Not much.
Gee, Jack, that's a great idea. That's a swell idea.
Lance isn't looking to be the GM saying not much. You're not giving the right answers, Lance. Yeah, that's, you can't be the GM of the Texans.
You're not getting the job, that's for sure.
Don't want the job.
You're not aligned. What you need is a few Coors Lights in you, then maybe you'll get aligned.
Is that the base you were talking about? You got to get a base laid down?
No. You're going to eat something.
Oh.
Eat something.
You lay down a base of Coors Lights.
No. See, you don't know anything about this. This is a big Coors Light.
I don't even drink, and I knew what you're talking about. Yeah. You got to lay the food down so you can just start pouring. Yeah. Over.
So you can pour a bunch more booze in there.
Yeah, I know the deal.
More Coors Lights in there. Not booze. It's Coors Light. It's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See, when I'm watching a game, I want to be refreshed. And so it's the official beer of watching a baseball playoff game. And that's the official beer of going to a college football game. That's what it is. It's the official beer because it's going to be Texas chill. Today, I'm chilling. I am chilling. Getting picked up, not driving, and I'm going to have me a bunch of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights. And listen, tomorrow, you never know what I'm going to say. Because I'm not going to give a rat's ass. Because I'm going to be cold, clean, crisp, and refreshed. Because I'm going to have a bunch of Coors Lights, baby. Climb on with me today for Astros and Cougs. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns. And wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.